Thanks for listening to this OCRFM podcast. Head to ocrfm.org.au to find more great content and information about how to donate and support this community radio station. On LOL Radio, it is time to chat to another awesome comedian about their upcoming Melbourne International Comedy Festival show. And joining us on the line, we have Aaron Gox. G'day, Goxy. How's it going?
G'day. Thanks for having me on again.
It's been a while. Welcome back to the show. I was flicking through Facebook and reminiscing between then and now as to how many different things you've had on the go. You've been doing a Best of Goxy show around Australia, and you've got a brand new podcast out. So very, very busy indeedly.
Yeah, you pretty much have to, I reckon. You just got to keep on it or people forget about you. So.
I think you are burnt into Australia's mind. You're very much the modern-day Australian philosopher. I see your post shared quite frequently all over socials.
Yeah, well, like I was saying, unless you're one of these people who like are so brilliant you can have 5 years in between releases, I just got to keep at it, so... But I enjoy it. I enjoy being busy and alternating, you know, a bit of stand-up, bit of acting.
Yep.
Whatever.
Of course,
I can do.
Yeah. That's the other thing. You've recently been in a couple of different acting positions, like the Emmy War. Congrats on that.
Oh, thanks, mate. Yeah, that was really fun. Been a long time coming, but
yep.
Finally. I think it's had a very small release and it's going to have another little one soon. So,
yep.
Yeah, just little... Apparently May is the date I've been told for the next little release, so
excellent.
That'll be exciting, yeah.
But did very well at the Monster Awards.
Yeah, that was great to see it up on the big screen and got an award for it, which is awesome. I don't think I've gotten any awards before, so... Well, when I say me, you know, all the...
The team, yeah, part. Yeah.
Yeah. We're all part of it, but, you know, it's still cool.
Definitely, and as I say, you've got a new podcast since last we spoke.
Yeah, because previously I'd done with another comedian, Ben Searle, together, but this is solo. There's no exact theme for it, but basically a different guest each time and just go through their life and their journey. And, it's been nice chatting with different guests. Had comedians and sports people and musicians. And, it's nice. It's called Have a Yarn With Me. So, yeah. That's been really fun, yeah.
It's got your flavour through it. Like, you can tell that you're a big fan of the folks that you chat to on the pod.
Yeah, well, that helps, doesn't it? You know, then you're not faking interest if you genuinely want to hear what they say. And, it's quite enjoyable. And I feel like, usually the people who agree to do it are sort of friends anyway, so that helps,
you know? Yeah, keen to just literally sit back, have a yarn.
Yeah, that's it.
And,
that's what it says on the box, like the title, yeah.
Has that kind of influenced this year's comedy festival? It's a bit of a change from the traditional stand-up shows that we've come to see you at?
Yeah, that's right. It's called the show's called Goxy Tonight, so it's inspired by, like, your Letterman, Leno, Conan, you know, that sort of...
Yep.
The TV, late-night TV talk shows, yeah. So I'm going to be at the desk, a few different guests. Yeah, so, well, when I say inspired by, what I really mean is complete rip-off. But well, rip-off's a bit hard. I like to say homage.
Yeah,
homage.
That's right.
Yeah. But, I find that, a lot of comedy fans watch those, obviously.
Mm.
But one thing I find is person to person, it changes, like, which one was people's preferred one. And myself, I was a big Conan fan, Conan O'Brien.
Ah, right, yeah.
There's probably going to be a little bit more leaning towards that the setup of his show.
Yep.
Although most of them had a similar structure, but I find I really connected with his humor, so it'll be a little bit of that. And just like I said with the pod, getting in interesting people and friends as well. So
yeah,
I'm looking forward to it. I know I'm not the I'm not saying I'm the first to have done it, but. It's been done before at festivals, but I don't think there's too many.
So different guests each night because it is a full run of the fest?
Yeah, that's right. That's the aim. There's 19 shows in total, so there may be some double-ups.
Yeah.
The aim is, you know, I've started asking people and the big job of, like, sort of...
coordinating it all.
Yeah, because a lot of the comedians are juggling their own show as well.
Of course, yep.
But, yeah, and I'm looking forward to it, but... That is the aim. At this stage, I'm saying completely new guest.
Yep.
Don't sue me if there's any double up.
Well, yeah. I think the best thing about hosting a tonight show during the Comedy Festival is just how many comedians will be around.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's very competitive, but it's also like you're sort of trying to juggle. I'll be trying to get out and see some shows as well.
Yeah.
My time slot is like right in the middle, so it's not a...
It's tricky one to balance for yourself to be able to get out and about and check things out.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's a really good time slot for other people coming to and from shows because the early shows, if people have gone and seen one, it's definitely one you could slot into maybe after dinner or something, or you could make a night of it and back-to-back with a couple of different comedy shows.
Yeah, totally. That's really what you said as well, yeah.
Yeah, and so as part of the show, it's a bit different to, like, the lineup shows and things like that that happen during Comedy Festival where people be doing gear. This is possibly a chance for people to hear comedians in less of an on-performance zone. Like, they'll still be able to, you know, entertain, but more a chat style.
Yeah, that's right. Sort of see a different side to them, and yeah, I will be trying to get some comedians to do a little spot at the end as well. So, that'll be nice as well.
And I see in that late night kind of style, you're going to have kind of some skits and games, and maybe a bit of music as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's going to be a really mixed bag, and some trivia and games and some skits, you know, on the big screen and stuff. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Excellent. Well, it's going to be at the Catfish Bar every night throughout the festival except for Tuesdays and Sundays.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And it sounds like it's going to be a really fun gig indeed. Are you going to be releasing names of who's on ahead of time?
Yeah, at this stage it's just slotting people in, but yeah, a lot of different comedians, and I'll probably will like announce day by day on my pages and that who it is, but yeah, no one's 100% locked in yet.
we are a little bit out yet.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
still have a month to go.
But no one that I wouldn't enjoy myself. So that you can trust me on that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for having a chat on the show tonight.
No, thanks for having me on.
And all the best with Goxie tonight. We'll pop the details up with a copy of this chat after the show tonight and also on the podcast.
Thank you very much.
No worries. We'll catch you at the fest.
All right. See ya.